Third session on why we need favor, and today I want to concentrate on Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 4 to 5. Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to God, to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my fathers, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it." Just a little history in terms of Nehemiah. He was the cupbearer during the reign of Artaxerxes, who was the king of Persia. And he was a captive from Jerusalem, and he was now serving in the king's palace. Now, his position was of great importance, and it also gave him the ear of the king on several matters. Being the king's cupbearer was very significant because the wine had to be tasted, the food had to be made sure that it was safe for the king to eat. It was basically ensuring the well-being and the safety of the king. In this case, it was the king of Persia. And because of that kind of responsibility that Nehemiah had, he definitely had the ear of the king on many matters. So Nehemiah heard of the suffering of the Jews and the captives and those that had gone back to Jerusalem, and he had received information about the walls of Jerusalem being broken down, the gates being burned, and this really affected him because it was the city of his birth, the city of his fathers, and obviously Jerusalem being a very significant city in Judah. So Jerusalem has great spiritual symbolism because it now relates to what we call the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21 verse 1, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." And it says, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people." So the New Jerusalem is the bride of Christ, it is the church. And in the context of Nehemiah asking the king asking the king for favor regarding the rebuilding of Jerusalem, we have to look at it in our context because it is now the rebuilding of the church, which is the house of God. So when you think about Nehemiah, he had favor from the king in order to go and rebuild Jerusalem. So the question is, why do we need favor? And we need favor to be rebuilders, to be restorers, to be a people that can bring restoration, rebuild people, and cause their lives to become better. Now, Nehemiah also spoke to the king, and in Nehemiah 2:7, "Furthermore, I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through till I come to Judah." So basically, he needed safe passage so that he could get to Jerusalem and start the rebuilding process. So Nehemiah had favor from the king in order to get safe passage to return to Jerusalem. While we are on the earth, the Bible calls us sojourners and pilgrims. 1 Peter 2 verse 11 says, "Behold, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims." And so Peter is writing, reminding us as citizens of heaven that while we are citizens on the earth, we are simply sojourners and pilgrims. And as sojourners and pilgrims on this earth, oftentimes you need safe passage, just as Nehemiah needed safe passage to return to Jerusalem. So there are many boundaries, there are hurdles that we cross in life, and we need favor to deal with them. Now, when we adopt the mindset, and you must listen to me carefully so that we can understand why we need favor. When we adopt the mindset to build the house of God, whether it's physically, materially, spiritually, socially, then God gives us favor and he gives us safe passage on this earth. Simply meaning that God would protect you, he would preserve you, and give you safety while we are pilgrims and while we are sojourners on the earth. On many occasions, Paul and his team faced several perils in their lives, but they were committed to preaching the word of God, and they were committed to building the church of Jesus Christ. Therefore, they found themselves having safe passage many times. Let me read for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. Three times I was beaten with rods, I was stoned, I was shipwrecked night and day, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, amongst false brethren. I was weary, I was sleepless, in hunger and thirst, cold and naked. Now, look at the array of perils that Paul went through. But this last verse really caught my attention, verse 28 of 2 Corinthians 11. And this is what it says. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily is my deep concern for all the churches. So what was Paul's deep concern? Just as in the case of Nehemiah, what was his deep concern? It was the well-being of the Jews and Jerusalem. And in Paul's case, it was the well-being of the disciples and for all the churches. You see, when your mindset, you adopt a mindset of seeking the well-being of the church of Jesus Christ, not just the Hill of Blessing Church, which is our local church, but the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. When your mind is focused on saying that I am seeking their well-being and have deep concern for all the churches, you will go through many perils as Paul did, but he had safe passage. Right up to the time when he even appealed to stand before Caesar, he had safe passage. In fact, he had a squadron of soldiers appointed to take care of him and to watch over him so that he could have safe passage to stand before Caesar. Even before he met Caesar, he had his own rented place where he could meet with those that wanted to listen to the gospel. Why was such protection and favor conferred upon Paul? Because he had deep concern for all the churches. I have never seen people who are committed to the building of the local church, to the building of the church in the city, to the building of the global church. I have never seen them without favor. They have always experienced favor in their lives and have received safe passage on this earth. They saw protection, they saw deliverance. They saw the Lord's hand upon them because they were committed to and having deep concern for the body of Christ. Know that when you are committed to the local church and you have a commitment to the body of Christ, God gives you safe passage on this earth. God protects you, just as he did for Nehemiah. The second request that Nehemiah made was in verse 8 of Nehemiah chapter 2. And it says, and a letter was given to him to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he must give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the wall, city walls, and for the house that I will occupy. And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Now what Nehemiah needed was to acquire materials to build the gates, to build the walls, even to build his own house where he will stay. That's personal well-being. So in this case, Nehemiah received favor from the king to acquire all the materials needed for the rebuilding of the city and for the rebuilding of the house that he will stay in. What you can see is that God gives favor to those who are committed to rebuilding his house. Not only favor to build the house of God, but also favor for your personal life. So we need resources for many different reasons. And supplies and materials were always needed for building. Nehemiah received this favor to acquire all these materials to build the house of God. People who are committed to building the house of God attract favor that brings resources in their lives. See, even when the nation of Israel left Egypt, God gave them favor because they plundered the Egyptians. But what was the reason? Most of that wealth was used to build the tabernacle in the middle of the wilderness so that God could be amongst his people, that God could live amongst his people. Solomon had material supplied to him to build his royal palace and to build the house of God, personal wealth and wealth that was for the building of the house of God. This is the favor that came upon them. Now, we are now the house of God physically, and the Lord gives us favor when we commit to building his house. We are not only building facilities or physical buildings anymore. We are also building people. Therefore, you need favor. In order to build the lives of people, taking care of the poor, the fatherless, the widows, creating job opportunities, educating people, empowering and equipping people, counseling people, feeding and clothing people, rehabilitating people. The business of church is about people. And if you want to attract favor in your life, you must have that mindset that I am a builder, that I'm a builder in the house of God. And when you are a builder, you will have safe passage on this earth and you will attract all kinds of resources that can build not only the physical house of God, but also the lives of people. I believe that people will attract favor for personal gain and also because they have chosen to be a blessing to the house of God. Like Paul, have a deep concern for all the churches. Have a deep concern for the body of Christ. Like Joseph of Arimathea, when he saw the body hanging on the cross, he took the body down, he wrapped the body, he put the body in his own tomb. He had a deep concern for the body. And therefore, God made him very wealthy. Bible says he was a rich man. But he used his resources to ensure the well-being of the body of Christ. When you adopt that mindset, God will allow you to build your own house. And he'll also allow you to build the house of God. When David had his house built by the king of Aram, he was overwhelmed that he was living in a house of cedar, but the house of the Lord was in a tent. And it was fulfilled through his son, who became a builder of the house of God, but also built a royal palace. You need favor to be a builder, to build the lives of people, to build the house of God, to build communities, to build society. Let this word resonate in your spirit. Why do I need favor? I need favor to be a builder. Think about whose life you can rebuild. Think about whose life you can empower. Think about those that you can cause to come out of their difficulties and their situations. Because the DNA within the sons of God is that they are builders. The Hebrew word for son is the word builder. So we need favor to be builders. And we must think broadly. We must think widely. We must think with a greater and a bigger perspective about being builders. Not just building facilities where we sing and listen to preaching, but building facilities that can really build the lives of people. May the favor of God come upon you like it did for Nehemiah, to give you safe passage in this life, but to also make you a builder. The Lord bless you. Amen.